Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 2:06. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It has stopped snowing out here in the Southeast Metro, but it is still chilly outside, 21 degrees, and we still have a winter storm warning in effect for Chisago, Polk, Barron, Rusk, Dunn, and Chippewa counties. So want to make sure our friends out there remember that that is in effect until 3 p.m. today. And something that's in effect this month is Black History Month. There has been a lot said about February being Black History Month. It is absolutely under attack by our president, who does not want to celebrate and recognize the historic contributions of African Americans and what we have done to help America become a great and powerful nation, to remove the Tuskegee Airmen from the teaching curriculum at the academy, when that is definitely a part of American history, is blasphemous. I don't think I could find another way to say it. But what I'm reminded of is that it's not up to our government or our educational system even to teach our children about Black history. That is something that we as parents need to be doing. We as community groups, we as churches. Almost everything that I know about Fannie Lou Hamer and Rosa Parks and Josie Johnson and Dr. King and John Lewis and Mahmoud El-Khati and so many others, I learned in my home from my mother and my grandmother. I learned in my church from being in productions where I would get dressed up like Rosa Parks and we would put the seats together two by two, and I would say the speech that she said to the officer on the day that he arrested her and started the Montgomery bus boycott. So how do we, people who want to remember Black history, who want to inspire the next generation of African American leaders in our homes, in our community, how do we celebrate? I am talking now to Dr. Luke Tripp, professor at St. Cloud State University. He is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Professor Tripp, I tell people that I have absolutely doubled down on what I'm going to do for Black History Month. My children and I are doing more work. I probably got more homework at my house than they have from school of learning about our African-American leaders, because as these stories start being erased from our history books, I want to make sure that it is etched and embedded into their heads and their hearts. Is Professor Tripp there? Hi, yes. Hey.
How you doing? Okay, glad to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
Doing this Black History Month, I mean, you just described what you're doing in terms of educating, home educating your children. That's always good. But there's the principal arena for education, particularly for black folks, because we are basically a working class community, and we depend heavily on the public sector resources, whether it's health, whether it's education and all. And what we have to do is basically take full advantage of those institutions in public space. And those are public schools. And other, and of course, there were like churches and other things that we sort of controlled. But what's happening now is that the reason why there's such a struggle right now, because black history and the learning and the teaching of black history is under assault. It's under political assault. And the assault on DEI is one illustration and one manifestation of that assault. I'm a professor in higher education, and I know much about what's going on in higher education now. So I start on a terrain that I know best. And that terrain is the institute, it's the university where I work. There are programs. For instance, I did work in the department of Ethnic and Women's Studies. That department has been eliminated in other institutions. And to see there's a lot of focus in terms of what's happening under the Donald Trump's administration. Okay, and there's a focus now. But during his first term, that was phase one. He's in phase two, and it's more intensified. Here's what's happening nationally. The Republican Party and all these other so-called think tank institutes, like the Heritage Foundations and all, have formulated, and they have really targeted the black community. And during this Black History Month, which is an emphasis on learning about our history, learning about our history so that we would be better equipped to fight against this racist system that enslaved our ancestors, that set up an apartheid system of segregation. And we're in the struggle now. So we have to know what our ancestors have done to fight against this oppression. And here we are in the 21st century. And how do we have to fight, and how is the opposition creating forces and institutions to basically continue the anti-black oppression in this country? Now, it's very important to know how our enemies, our oppressors are attacking us and framing the issues. Now, for instance, with the diversity, equity, and inclusion, the right wing, the Republican Party especially, is saying that basically the D stands for division. The folks that are pushing for diversity is really dividing the country. Mm-hmm. They are saying that E stands, that the I stands for indoctrination. So D is about indoctrinating the people. So they have reframed it. And here's the trick. See, during the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s and all, when Martin Luther King was saying a person to be judged by the content of the character rather than by the color of their skin. And the line there was that black folks were pushing for basically first-class citizenship. You know, although that's what civil rights. I mean, those kind of citizenship rights were not extended to black folks. And it was about basically a fairness and a playing rewards on the basis of character in the basis of merit. Okay? So now what the Republicans are now is saying, look, what we're trying to do is do what and practice what Martin Luther King advocated. They say that when under DEI, what they're saying is that DEI initiatives and projects are basically run against basic American values. For instance, they define and frame DEI as a preference system that's advantaging people of color and disadvantaging white people. And they said that's unjust and that's fair. And it's good. There's a discrimination against white people. All right. So you see how they flipped the frame. And what we're saying essentially is that with DEI and all those other initiatives, is that racial oppression continues, it's institutionalized, and there should be some race consciousness in these policies in the program. This country was built on the basis of racial oppression using racial categories, and the way to dismantle this racist system, we need race-conscious programs and policies to dismantle segregation.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. You said something that I've never heard of, and that is something called race-conscious programs. It is 2:15. When we come back, I'm going to ask Professor Tripp, what is a race-conscious program, and how does it work? More with him on The Shaletta Show when we come back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is 2:18. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And we are talking about the assault on Black history. And, you know, I said to someone this week, they're not trying to erase our history. They're trying to prevent our future. Because if a young Black girl who enjoys mathematics doesn't know about Katherine Johnson or Mae Jemison, she doesn't know that she could work for NASA and help get rockets into outer space. You know, I'm so grateful for our educators who do see and understand the value of teaching about African American history this month. My friend Charlotte is listening to the show with her mother, Rosemary and Albert Lee. And she sent me a note and said she's putting together diversity educational things for her district. She wrote out her own curriculum for history using information and knowledge from friends and she's got, a John Lewis series and graphic novels, and the children at the middle and high school levels love it. And they are amazed by the knowledge that they learn from that. And I'm talking to Professor Luke Tripp from St. Cloud State University. And you gave me three words put together that I had never heard anybody put together before. What were those three words, Professor Tripp?
Race conscious programs and policies.
Okay, now what are race conscious programs?
All we have to look at study our history and see how race conscious policies and programs operate. During the period of slavery, we had a race conscious system put in place that began to categorize people of different ancestries, and they structured society in saying that those folks with African ancestry could be enslaved, and they constitutionalized racism in the Constitution. I mean, the three-fifths idea, the person who can be enslaved, who can be property. And then in the next stage, after the Civil War, there was another a racialization and using race to construct it, the apartheid, the racial caste system under segregation. And each time we had to, and during Black history, of course, when I was going to high school, I was in my history book, there was never mention about the role that Black soldiers played in the Civil War. And the Black soldiers were critical in that kind of history because it's as though we weren't agents in our own liberation. And then in the 20th century, of course, we had to hit the streets and we had the Civil Rights Movement, and the masses of Black folks had to be liberate and break down these pillars of segregation. So our historical lesson is that we have, that from day one, we have always been fighting for freedom in this country, because the way this country was structured on the basis of racial categories and racialization, and Blacks were just at the bottom of this racial stratification system. Now, getting back to maybe a contemporary problem, of course, there was demonstrations in Minneapolis around Target, because Target said, hey, we're not going to do the DEI thing anymore. Well, and DEI had basically did target groups, Black groups, people of color groups, because these groups have been and continues to be disadvantaged, right? Because that's the way white privilege operates, and structures and institutions were built to give advantages of the white population at the expense of the populations of color. Because the government says that it's going to invest in whiteness. So the white schools are going to get the best resources. We're going to reserve living areas. We're going to reserve it up for basically the white population. That's how you make investment. And then in these slum areas, in these low resource areas, you write off these people. Well, these human beings are not really worthy, so we're not going to do an invest in their schools and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? So getting back to Target, people are pushing, hey, we want programs that target those populations of color that are disadvantaged, right? Because this stuff is, the way it's set up, it's advantaging those and providing white skin privileges for those of European ancestry. And that has to be changed. And it won't be changed automatically. What they try to hide behind is colorblind stuff. And then mm-hmm. when they use that colorblind rhetoric, they try to pretend that this hierarchy, you know, the wealth hierarchy, the income hierarchy, was based on people's efforts and their talents. And we know that that is not the complete story, because you first stratified on race, and then you set limits on how groups of color can rise to different higher levels. So what I heard from those voices and talk about Target, we want representation. We want race-conscious stuff happening here, because when there has not been an effort to put pressure to open up opportunities for folks of color, then automatically, by default, it operates on white privilege. Right?
Mm.
So that's why that's what I mean, race conscious. No, we're going to do some headcount. We're going to see who has those jobs and fill in those positions. Because if you're going to take the race consciousness out, it's just going to operate on white race consciousness and continue those advantages and rewards to the poor white population to the disadvantage and unfairness of populations of color.
Well, I so appreciate you being here today, enlightening us, especially in light of what is going on across our country. I am so amazed when I talk to my colleagues here in Minnesota, educated people with master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, physicians, bankers, accountants, school teachers, even professors who don't know so much African American history. They don't know about the Tulsa Race Massacre. They don't know about Rondo and how the freeway was built through that community. They don't know about Black Wall Street. And so it is so important that we keep teaching not just to our families and our children, but to our greater community. And, you know, knowledge is power. And the reason that we're seeing a corrupt power system right now in this country is because we are not trying to educate ourselves on our history. And so it keeps continuing to repeat itself. And I pray that when we look back on this day in history, that you are on the right side of it, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2:26. Professor Tripp, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. We'll be back. I tell you what, it is almost Valentine's Day. Now, I don't have a boo to be booed up with, okay? I have an electric blanket and a nice space heater to keep my bed warm because it's just me. But for those of you who are looking for something new and fun to do for Valentine's Day, I have the perfect opportunity. When I saw this, I thought, yes, yes, and more of this. Couples yoga. Now, you've been with your boo a long time. Y'all keep going to the same restaurant every Valentine's Day. It's time to shake things up a bit. How about doing some couples yoga? My friend Chantel Booker from Dream in Color Yoga Studio is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline to tell us about this amazing Valentine's Day date night that she is curating. Okay, girl, where did you come up with the idea for couples yoga? This is genius. I love it.
My couple friends, really. I have a lot of married friends, and, you know, just listen to my homegirl stories and just them not, you know, everybody looking for something new to do. That's kind of where it came out of.
Oh, my gosh. And so what were they saying that made you think, I'm going to do some couples yoga. I'm going to do a whole program. I'm going to invite people. It's going to be a whole vibe.
Well, trying to find something else to do. I had an opportunity and something else to do in a way for them to connect and do something together. A lot of, you know, couples like to get into going to work out and going, they run, they bike, and they do all these other things together. So couples yoga just kind of allows people to still get that workout in and connect in that way. And so that's kind of what started it, and I was able to do one personally from one of my friends and her husband, and that was the very first time that I got her to do yoga ever, and so I was super excited about it because she kept complaining, talking about it was hard, and afterwards they both just loved it and so relaxed, and just to be able to see that I could provide that space for them to connect with each other but also relax was a blessing to me, and from there I just wanted to share it with everybody else.
Okay, so talk to me about where is it going to be, what time is it going to be, how can people get signed up?
Okay, so they can get signed up from my website, dreamingcolorhealing.com, and it's going to be this coming Friday on Valentine's Day at the Center of Performing Arts. The time is around 5 to 6, so, you know, just an hour of intentional, intimate time with your partner.
Okay, now what does couples yoga look like? What, I mean, talk to me about because some people who are listening have never even been to yoga. Like, until you invited me, I had never gone either. So when you started talking about bringing my boo there, you know, what does that look like? A Valentine's Day date night, you know, doing yoga.
Yep. So what it'll look like is low light, candle lit. And just intimate, slow yin and like more soft movements. I've actually incorporated, so everyone that purchases or books a spot actually gets a free intimacy ebook that I have. Not for me, for one of my my sponsors, Sir Marvelous, is everybody's getting his ebook on foreplay. So it's intentional, allowing that you get that connection time with your partner, the way to kind of just cuddle up and get close to each other in a nice Valentine's Day lovely setting.
Oh my gosh, it is going to be amazing. So when I went, you had candles, you were spraying lavender. It was so relaxing that I absolutely fell asleep, and I thought somebody had to nudge me because y'all had moved into a new position. And you know, that was really the first time that I was still, that I relaxed, mm-hmm. that I was quiet, and I was able to think and just clear my head, you know. And I know that was the goal of that candlelight yoga. What's the goal of the couples yoga?
It's pretty much the same thing. A lot is going on in the world, and you know, we're all over the place as individuals. So as a couple, I can imagine that it's the same thing, and you're probably getting on each other's nerves. So it allows that time for couples to still take that intentional time and reconnect with themselves and find out the reason why they fell in love in the first place, and just kind of reconnect and unwind and relax together there.
Okay. So the website is dreamincolorhealing.com. And if you scroll down about mid page, you'll see yoga classes and events. And so that's when you can find out more information. But the Valentine's Day couples yoga is right there at the bottom before you get to About Us, and they have limited slots. It's on Valentine's Day, and this would be perfect to do, Chantel, before you go out, because it clears your mind, it centers you, it settles you. You're forced to connect, you're forced to touch, you know, you're forced to get intimate with the person. And you know, like you said, it may have been a rough week. We don't know how the hell next week is going, because this week was a doozy, right? And so it puts you in a better mood to be more loving, to be more open, to be more honest, and just have that, you know, one-on-one intimate time before you rush out of the house after you get the babysitter and try to sit down and have dinner. Well, you ain't in the right headspace. You know, this yoga will put you and your couple in a very loving and intimate and intentional headspace, right?
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, like, yeah, it definitely gets people in that headspace, because I've been doing a lot of classes this week, and everybody is frustrated and, you know, and doesn't know how to sit down. Like, it's amazing and kind of, you know, frustrating to see, but because I know I've experienced people in the world feeling this way and talked to a lot of people, I know it's out there with a lot of you, other listeners. So just, you know, just allowing that time to slow down with each other is what I recommend anyway.
I love it. Okay. I want to tell people again, dreamincolorhealing.com. Love and Passion, a Valentine's Day couples yoga, put on by Chantel Booker. It is for couples. There are limited slots, so I need you guys to go to the website and take advantage of this now. I don't want y'all texting me and DMing me and emailing me saying they missed out, and is there any way that I can get them in like last time? Once there are spots are gone, they are gone. So please do not wait. This would be a wonderful and new way of being intimate with your partner on this special day to celebrate the love you have for one another. I love your creativity. I love this idea, Chantel. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He's the easiest person to talk to and easily my favorite guest every week on The Shaletta Show. My work husband, my best buddy, Steve Thompson, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, happy Saturday.
Hey, and the sun is out.
It, I know.
We had that snow overnight, and then here it is, sunny. Really, I was out and about earlier running.
You got on the road?
Yeah, and the roads are in good shape. The main roads now, you know, the secondary streets, city streets, that sort of thing, aren't so good. But out on the main roads, it was really good. So the crews did a great job. And I was out there. I kind of watched radar, and then I thought, okay, it's going to end soon. So I was the first one out, starting to get everything all cleaned up, and. Sure enough, snow ended while I got started, and even a little sun peeked out. So I'm kind of sore from moving all that snow. I'm not used to this.
We're getting old, Steve. We can't be out of that moving like we used to. Sean's out there now. He came about 2:30, 2:45 because, you know, and it was funny because our neighbor's college graduated kids, you know, one of them, maybe two of them are back home now. And so that young buck is out there. He's just shoveling with two fingers. You know, he got the shovel out. You know, he just, you know, he's not breaking a sweat. His back is fine. He doesn't have any vertebrae, slip disc, or sciatica. And so Sean's like, I'm about to put this power thing on because I'm not getting out here to compete with this young dude. I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like my sciatica kept cutting up right now. So he put on the blower and he's out there making all the noise while our young whippersnapper neighbor next door is just plain old just shoveling, just, you know, just going up and down the driveway like it's no big deal.
Well, I have an old snowblower that I use, and this thing I bought when my youngest daughter was a baby, and now this thing is 28 years old, and it still runs. But I was in a bit of a panic because I had run it once earlier this winter when we got some snow. And then I started every now and then to make sure it's ready to go. But I went out there this morning knowing that I had all the snow to move and all the junk at the end of the driveway and that sort of thing. And I went to fire it up and it wouldn't start. And I'm like, is this it? Is this it? Is my old friend gone? So I pulled the spark plug because I may have flooded it because you got to prime it.
That
bulb,
yeah.
And you got to get fuel in there. And I may have overdone it because I was so excited to get out there and get the snow cleaned up. So I pulled the spark plug, waited a little bit, made sure that wasn't wet, and so on and so forth, reseated it, and my old buddy fired up, and I was able to it again. So I got a 28-year-old working snow thrower, and I'm pretty proud of that.
You know, and anybody else would have bought one, but not you. You are not. You're gonna work it until the wheels fall off. Now, Steve, speaking of working, I read a story by Mark Craig in the Star Tribune about a guy named Brendan. Is it Daly or Daly? He was fired by the Vikings in 2023, and he's a former Vikings assistant coach, but he's got 6 Super Bowl rings, maybe getting ready to have 7. Have you heard of this guy before?
No, I haven't. I didn't read the story.
I was going to ask you, because they always talk about who's going to be our next head coach and should we keep the guy we got and should we get a new guy? I'm like, why didn't anybody look at this Brendan Daly? You got
to
read this story in the Star Tribune by Mark Craig.
Check that out. It doesn't ring a bell. Mark Craig's been around a long time and done a really good job. But Kevin O'Connell got a big award at the Super Bowl. A coach of the year, good for him. And and Jared Allen, he is in the Hall of Fame. Now, the one thing I will say about the Hall of Fame is that there are some old-time Vikings that deserve to be in Canton. And for me, right now at the top of the list, it's got to be Chuck Foreman.
Why aren't they there?
Well, it's complicated. But I believe over the years, the Hall of Fame, especially some of those old teams, 60s, 70s, et cetera, they recognized and rewarded guys who are on Super Bowl champions. And as we know, the Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls late 60s into the 70s. So I think that kind of hurt. But Chuck was great and put up big numbers and was a part of some very good teams, some very good Viking teams, and revolutionized that position as not only a great running back, but as a great receiver. He was a key receiver for a Hall of Fame quarterback in Fran Tarkenton. So, you know, the fact that Chuck hasn't been recognized yet, and he's a really good guy and still very active and out and about, I'd love Chuck to get the call at some point, but good for Jared Allen.
Okay, so why is this so subjective? Who's making the decisions? Because here's what I hate. I hate it when they do it after people are dead. That's what I hate. I hate it when the family members got to go up there. This person played their whole life. They sacrificed their bodies. They made tough choices. They left their families. And those old school guys, they didn't make the money that the new school guys made, right? They didn't have the safety protection and equipment. They was taking hardcore hits, and they didn't have pads. They were running in Chuck Taylors and leather hats. Okay. They didn't retire rich. And so how does this whole process play out? Who's making the choice?
Well, it is a group of writers, and they've kind of expanded who's involved in selecting the Hall of Fame. And they have, you know, a group of players that are eligible, and then they narrow it down, and then you get the finalists, and you ultimately they announce who selected Super Bowl week, and, you know, they're honored at the Super Bowl, et cetera. I just think there's got to be room in this Hall of Fame for Chuck Foreman. As a longtime football fan and someone who's followed this league, you look at his career and his body of work, I believe he belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And baseball, they've got writers and a lot of writers that, you know, and here's the thing. One of the writers didn't vote for Ichiro, and that's fine. That's their prerogative. They can vote for who they want to vote for. But I think over the years, there are players that are no doubt Hall of Famers. Ichiro this year is one of them.
Okay, now, this is just me because I have brilliant ideas all the time. The Lord just drops them into my spirit, right? Now, you know, I've been writing columns for the Star Tribune, right? I'm one of their you know, best new columnist, if I do say so myself. But they also have an opportunity for anybody who wants to write an opinion piece. Steve, you are an excellent writer. I think that you need to put together an opinion piece about why Chuck Foreman needs to be in the Hall of Fame and submitted to the Star Tribune to be published. Because until somebody starts speaking out on a wide scale, and they can pick that thing up in their paper and it can take legs and start running, and other people can say, yeah, this guy's right, let's do something about it, we may be having this conversation next year, the year after that, and the year after that.
Well, I know you're good friends with Charles Hallman, who's covered the sports scene in this town for a long time. You know, I'd like to get his perspective on it. And when you have him back on the show, you should ask him about Chuck. I think there's a lot of people on board that agree, but it's got to be beyond here. It's got to be writers from all over the country. And it kind of starts a groundswell, you know, where Chuck Foreman revolutionized that position. He was a trailblazer, a trendsetter, if you will, way back in the day in the 70s as a dual threat. Not only could run the football effectively, but was also a great receiver in his own right. So, you know, I go back to it. Love to see Chuck get the call at some point.
All right. Now, speaking of call, who's calling into your show today?
We got Doug coming up, Tech Talk, a lot of computer stuff. Why you need multiple browsers on your computer. If you're using just Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox or Microsoft Edge or Safari, got a Mac, it's not enough. We're going to do that. We're going to talk tons of sports, Timberwolves, Wild, Twins, Super Bowl, all of it coming up later.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my kids over to We Walk the Spectrum in Woodbury, let them do some running around since they did such a good job sitting still here in the living room at the house. And Steve Thompson is coming up next. We'll be listening to you in the car, Steve.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.